News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The first virtual ESB Creative Tech Fest will take place on October 28th. The event has been running for many years now and teaches kids to engage with programmes in computer science, digital creativity and so on. Our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, has been taking a closer look at the competition. She joins us now. Jess, I think it's fair to say this isn't your average science and tech event.
No, it's definitely not. The tech-based programme is run by an organisation called Camara. And what they do is they send educators out to teach both the teachers, which is important, and the children how to use the tech. And the beauty of this competition is that it is open to everybody. It actively encourages those who may not deem themselves to be very techy by nature. Take a listen to Alicia O'Sullivan, who won the Tech Spacer of the Year 2 years ago. She's now studying her first year in law, and she entered the competition for her work with YMCA Ireland, a youth group, and included a video about youth activism called I Care.
I was never a sciencey person. I never labeled myself as a techie person. And looking back now, it just seems crazy that I've learned so much about my skills, the possibilities that are there for me, you know, the type of person I am. It's been a whirlwind of 2 years. I still wonder how I did the Leaving Cert in the midst of all of it. I accompanied Aunt Taoiseach to the United Nations General Assembly in September of 2019. I became a co-founder of former US Secretary of State John Kerry's International Climate Initiative World War Zero, alongside some pretty amazing people, including Leonardo DiCaprio and Sting and lots of interesting activists in the environmental world.
Yeah, what an impressive young woman. Former Tech Spacer of the Year, Alicia O'Sullivan there. Jess, look, I suppose like everything they've had to adapt, it's not just Halloween we've had to change for, this event had to adapt as well. It's taking place virtually. What can people expect?
Well, this year, you know, usually it takes place in the convention centre. It's usually jam-packed with kids running around the place, a lot of enthusiasm. But as you say, they've had to innovate and find a new way of doing things. Jen Hasnan is the programme manager, told me what they have planned.
So we had to try to develop a way in which we could have a national event with a regional approach. And what's happening across the country is we have over 50 youth organizations. The youth workers and the teachers are going to support the young people to log in on the day at 2:30 and get to watch their award ceremony and some really inspiring guest speakers. But also a really important part of the day is, as of today, we're going to be sending out virtual reality headsets over 1,000 across the country so that young people can actually view their work in an online virtual gallery. And we'll be launching that on the 28th of October. That's a space where young people are going to be able to walk around and be able to engage and be inspired by each other's creative projects and music videos and raps and robots and all sorts of creative things that have happened.
Okay, good stuff. It all sounds very exciting. You can find out more information about the programme on techspace.ie. Jess Kelly, News Talk's text correspondent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.